all the Babajis, what is the aim and object of your sadhana and bhajan? They told that we want to be liberated and we want to mix in Brahma and we want to become Brahma. Even they don't know Mayavad, what is Mayavad, against bhakti. Then Guru Maharaj was very, very angry and he began to cut down all kinds of arguments. So, we should know that our Guru Parampara is bona fide. Don't associate with Babaji. You can associate if you are so strong like us. I used to go to in Parikrama to Radha Kunda and challenge them that if you are learned, you know anything, then come and discuss all these things. If I will be defeated, I will be Babaji. And I will be your disciple. Otherwise, you should be my disciple. Never anyone can come and answer. So you should think that we are in very good parampara, bona fide parampara. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that you should also have you read Jaya Dharma? You should try to read it very carefully. There were two persons, Vijay Kumar and Brajanath. They at first accepted Guru as Vaishnavadas in Mayapur and they learned all kinds of bhaktis and everything. 64 kinds of bhaktis and everything. They were now expert in bhakti. And then their Guru sent them to Vrindavan, Jagannathpuri. And they met with Gopal Guru. And there they learned what is bhakti and what is bhakti ras. Who is Krishna? Who is Srimati Radhika and who are gopis? And what is how a bhakti can be turned into bhakti ras? They became so perfect in all these things. And after that, Gopal Guru gave them these things, Ekadash Modes and the door and coffin. This is the thing. This is Siddha Pranali. What Babaji are doing now, they are doing nonsense. Not in Siddha Pranali. They should first learn Tina Dapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. They should be like this. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling here. We see nowadays, have you Jaiva Dharma?
Not with me, no.
Achcha. He is telling that now we can see in Vrindavan that they have left their homes in very childhood and they come to Vrindavan and Radha Kund having so much lust in their heart, knowing nothing about bhakti, they are ignorant of all these things. They come to Vrindavan Radha Kund and then they take this Siddha Pranali, not Siddha, Asiddha Pranali. What is Asiddha?
Unperfect, imperfect, imperfect.
Babaji base. And become Babaji. And if you tell who are you, what is your name? Oh, my name is Lalita Devi. Oh, you are Lalita Devi. They try to hide their female organs.
Male organs.
And they try to show that they are gopi.
The best dancer like
me. Whether they are not doing, but in beginning, they don't know how to wash their hands and pool and other things. That become Lalita Devi, then they will certainly want any Krishna. Then they search so many gopis and thus they go to hell. This is not Siddha Pranali. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling. So they must be qualifies. A guru should think first to whom they are going to give this Babaji vase, door and coffin. Whether he is qualified for this or not, they should see whether they are attained Sandam and Brahmamood or not. Sandam means
controlling the mind, controlling the senses.
Controlling mind and this body, all senses also. They have given up money attraction or not. They have given up the lalsa of jiva.
Attachment of the tongue.
Attachment of tongue. What is that? To take very bitter things, to take cigarette, to take wine, to take
ganja.
Not all these things, but very attracted to ganja and bhang and drugs. This will lead certainly to a hell. Everywhere in Upadeshamritam, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami has told that someone thinks like a Indian, some yogis, that it will help to take ganja, bhang, cigarette. They don't take cigarette, but ganja and bhang. And they think, we are absorbed in Krishna prema. But they are so foolish, they cannot imagine that they are going to be mad. Like dogs and hawks. Anywhere in the books of Rupa Goswami or Chaitanya Charitamrita or in the books of Jiva Goswami, even in Srimad Bhagavata, it has been told. What? Aslok, Dutam, Panam, Itriyam, Suna, Jatra, Chadurvida. We should try to about first coming to Gurudev or before coming to Gurudev in Grihastha life. We should control four things. Basic principles. These are not bhakti, but yet they will take us in the door of bhakti. Dutam. Dutam means?
Gambling.
Panam? You can read. Panam? Cigarette, even cigarette. Really, tobacco and the masala of tobacco.
Tobacco
and its supporters, like afim, ganja is given in them.
Marijuana
and all other things. They will bring lust surely in a day or two or in a day. Their intelligence will go away. They will go out of bhakti route. That is surely. So all Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, Srila Sukadeva Goswami prohibited for all kinds of devotees. Don't touch it, all these things. So don't think that they will add something helpful, like some things like this. In India, some Vaishnava of Ramanandi, they take opium, ganja, bhang, and chilam, you know, very big, big chilam.
Water pipe.
And flame of their water pipe goes so high. And then he is considered to be a very high class of Vaishnava. They become naked and quarrel with Farsa, each other. Very dangerous, tamasic. So we should be abhorred. This is maha maha
Offense,
no, man, poison, like this. So we should try to give up all these things. And then, if you have any desire for making money, for sense gratification, then he should not be given that Babaji base. What I told. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling, Rupa Goswami is telling in Upadeshamritam, Jihva Veg. If anyone giving in this stage, then it is not Siddha Pranali. It is the Pranali way to go to hell. So we should try to be very much strong in our Guru Parampara. Our Guru Parampara is right, but their Guru Parampara is not right. Artificial. Only from 100 years this Siddha Pranali has come. But our real Siddha Pranali has come from Vedas, Upanishadas. Shankar, he is giving Siddha Pranali to Chatushan, and Narada is giving to another. This is Siddha Pranali. We accept this. But in a right way, in a right process and in right time. If any is doing, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that, you should do. In Vrindavan, they argue like this, that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has no Siddha Pranadi, no Guru Parampara. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, likewise, no Guru Parampara. We should think this very deeply and carefully, that who was the Guru of Parikshit Maharaj? Can any can tell? We know that he may be in worldly Guru. He could have been
family guru, like Sandilya
or others. But he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from bona fide Vaishnava Sukadeva Goswami, renounced, detached from worldly desires, quite free. And Sukadeva Goswami has been given everything by his father and Guru Srila Vyasadeva. He heard his Srila Srimad Bhagavatam. And as a result, by hearing only Srimad Bhagavatam, even not practicing, he went direct to Golok Vrindavan. And Bhakti Vinod Srila Sanatana Goswami has told that he came in the shape of any gopi to serve conjugal. This is the process. There are two processes. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. They are one of five disciples of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and his Guru. Someone tells that, where is Siddha Pranali? Has he not heard all these things from his Siksha Guru and father Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur? Like Parikshit Maharaj heard everything from Sukadeva Goswami. So there are two processes. One process, if he is qualified in all these things, like Vijay Kumar in Jaiva Dharma, or Srimad Bhagavatam Parikshit Maharaj is qualified, then he can minimize his dresses and he can take himself door or coffin. No harm. Like Ramanuj took initiation from his Guru. Ramanuj. He took initiation from his a guru of low caste, but he was disciple of Yamunacharya.
No. No, no, no. He was not Mayavadi. He took only Ajahn. Then he wanted to take renounce order from his Gurudev Jamunacharya. When he reached to Rangam, he saw that his Guru has left world and his material body was coming. He saw that his three fingers are like this. Why? He asked some other disciples of Yamunachar. They could not answer. Then he promised, I will take sannyas here from him.
Just now
I am taking. And he took. And his one finger came like this. One. And then he promised that I will make a
commentary
on Vedanta. Two came. And then he promised that I will preach Sutta pure bhakti and I will write so many bhakti books. Three came. Then he instructed Jamunacharya like his guru. He thought that my Gurudev never died. He is eternal. It is a illusory maya that a body is seen that he is dead. But guru, bona fide guru, qualified guru never dies. So you think that your Prabhupada, that is Bhaktivedanta Swami, has never died. Srila Prabhupada has Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati never died. Any of the disciple guru who are qualified, they will never die. I think that you are also not die, you will change your body like clothes. You are eternal. So Ramanuj took sannyas there. His door, coffin and dund after his departure from this world. Why Prabhupada cannot take
renounce order
from Gaurakishore Das Maharaj, eternal, but he has been
disappeared
at that time. Why he cannot take?
From his photo.
And he took Ekadas modes, this 11 modes. Siddha Deh, Siddha Pranali from Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It is not wrong. It is in line of Guru Parampara. Anyone cannot deny. If we can deny Sukadev Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Dasdev, Ramanuj, Madhya, then we can deny Srila Prabhupada. He was so bold. He was Jagat Guru. He has brought a very
revolution
in bhakti cult. He has reformed all these things. So he is certainly in Guru Parampara. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur took everything from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Ekadas Mots, and that is why he has written in this. This is Siddha Pranali. But being so much qualified, being free from all kinds of anartha and everything, then it will come automatic from upper side. It will descend in the heart of pure devotees, in the stage of bhav. So before taking this bhav coming, and you are going to imitate, I am Gopi, I am Siddha Pranali, in Siddha Pranali, and you will see that his Gurudev is making so much lust with other devotees. His family, female devotees. So we should not be bewildered in these things. I know so many, those who left Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, and went to Babaji, and they again returned to their lust, and they took so many Mataji here and there, and they left everything. Now they are drinking, making merry, and they are taking drugs and ailments. Someone has died, they have suicided themselves, I know all. And in this line, 54 years, serving all the men disciples, of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and associating with all. So I know many, so many things that so many devotees, they don't know all these things. So you must be very strong that Swamiji has Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has real Guru Parampara. You should not be bewildered. If you bewildered, you will have to take your bad fruits. Go on. Will not do anything. Never. You are reading Shastra, you are reading Satsang Garbha, and you are learning Sanskrit, Anuswar and Visarga. It will not do. Nowadays there is going on a line like this. Padiya Sunya Lok Sab Galo Chare Khare in Chaitanya Chaitamit, in Chaitanya Bhagavati it has been written. You know that how learned was Keshav Kashmiri, but he was not touched of bhakti at all. He was defeated at once by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that the reading of Shastra does not tell to give up Krishna bhakti practices. You should now give up all the, you should give up every, all these things, and try to practice bhakti yoga, offer yourself in the lotus feet of your Gurudev, Krishna and Radha and Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gaurachandra. Then bhakti will come descend in your heart. Only learning will not do. You are qualified in Anuswar, Visarga, Sanskrita. You are reading all these things. It will not give. Unless you have mercy of your Gurudev, mercy of Krishna and Nityananda Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu. So you should go in proper way. Don't follow them. Only learning of Sanskrit will not do anything. It will make us like Gnostic.
Atheist.
So nowadays going on this. So we should be very careful for this. We should know, also understand very strongly that a man who has told us all the bhakti's thing to us, he has given many, so many instructions, and he has made us from bahirmukh to antarmukh.
But backward to inward.
Looking towards Krishna, becoming inspired to become Krishna conscious instead of...
How he can be without Guru Parampara? It may be in some cases that to whom we have taken initiation and he is not perfect, but he is still Vaishnava. If he is not Vaishnava, you can give up him then. But if he is Vaishnava, he is Madhyam Adhikari, and he is practically really in the line of his Gurudev and Guru Parampara, he should not be avoided. Never. You should tell him very politely that, Gurudev, can I go to Jiva Goswami to learn all these things? Oh, Gurudev will be happy. Oh, yes, at once you should go. And Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, and they did at once. This is not fault. If my Gurudev chanting and remembering well, but he is not perfect in Shastra Siddhanta so much, then he can permit you happily to go to him. You can go to Puri Maharaj, you can go to Sridhar Maharaj, you can go to this Vaishnava, they will help you. So this is not bad. But he does not know, he has no Siddha Pranali, and he does not know all these things. He cannot give Gopi Bhav, and so we should reject. It is very big, big offense. We should not, we should try to be careful, very. Nowadays this thought is going on. To waste our time, I've told in brief, all these things. So you should be carefully, because from now, unreal Vrindavan and unreal Radhakund, some thoughts like this is coming, and they are making so much
problems
for neophyte devotees. So you should be very strong in this. Don't lose faith in the lotus feet of Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and his Guru Parampara. His Guru Parampara is bona fide, he is bona fide Vaishnava, and you should respect like Krishna himself, more than him. Yasya Devi Parabhakti Yatha Devi Tatha Guru Se Krishta Hyarta Prakashante Manatpana. So you should be very strong. Then Krishna will accept you, otherwise Krishna never accept you. Now, if anyone has doubt, they can personally come to me and ask me, and I will try to satisfy them. Now, I want that Gandhas Prabhu, who should recite the Kirtan, Gauranga Balita Have Pulaka Sarir. And then I will again return to my own class, that is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, that I began in Holland.
Thank you.